Om Shanti. Good morning. It's beautiful to see all of you on a Sunday morning, which is freezing outside, and you braved the conditions to drive all the way here, to come here. As would be expected, the muralis, the blessings, and the avyakt signals are all about following in Brahma Baba's footsteps and becoming like the Father. And so today's murali also is about becoming an angel like the Father. But two things that are needed before we can become angels. Baba's talked about being able to have stability in the mind and to have the power of concentration. And if we have these qualities, then yes, we can become angels, and the angels become the deities. And in taking up the subject of stability, Baba's asked the question, are you able to keep the happiness of your mind stable? And just check and see, is it that it's sometimes, or is it that it's constant? And if it's not constant, then who is the one who is the ruler? Is it I, the soul, who am the ruler? Or is it my mind that is ruling me? And how often is it that I say, well, I didn't really want to do this, but it happened. And nothing happens just like that. For the thought comes, and the power of the thought, the mind, is stronger than your own will, than your own conscience. And so you still go ahead and do that. And so Baba is saying that if you're able to keep your happiness constant, then this is the way in which you fill yourself with that power of happiness, which will then be the effort today to keep the happiness constant, and then in the future that will be the reward that stays with you for at least half the cycle and maybe even a little bit further beyond. In fact, that was often said in the Sakar Muralis, three quarters of the cycle is happiness, and it's only the last quarter that there's some sorrow that creeps in. And by the end of Kali Yuga, yes, everyone with signs of distress and sorrow. So the effort today to keep the mind stable, and not just stable, but to be stable in the state of happiness. Why? Because Baba has given so many, 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 many treasures. And yes, we know about the treasure of knowledge. We know about the treasure of the powers that come through connection with Baba. We know about the power of the virtues. So the jnana, the yoga, the dharana, all gives us power. But one other power that Baba's specially mentioned today, a very beautiful one, blessings. Blessings. Baba used the word dua, but can be translated as grace, can be translated as blessings, good wishes. When we use it in terms of human beings, then we usually use the term good wishes rather than blessings. The eight jewels have the capacity to give blessings, and we have to develop our capacity to be able to have nothing but good wishes and good feelings. But Baba's used just the word dua, and that's for both the blessings that come from God but also the good wishes that come from the family. And so that too Baba has put into the category of what it is we receive as a treasure. And yes, for sure, blessings and good wishes also only accumulate in Sangam Yug when the account for that is opened. Come Satyug and everybody's got love for everyone, but you're not actively doing anything to support another. And so it's not a question of receiving good wishes from anyone or even God's blessings. God's blessings have been taken today. And so, if I remember the treasures that Baba has given me, and I also focus on ensuring that I develop these treasures more and more each day, then yes, as a result of that, then there's going to be constant happiness, not a fluctuating state of happiness, but just stable, absolutely constant. Constant is a word that Avyakta Bhaktada uses a lot, because from up above, Baba is seeing all the games of the children, all the fluctuations, the swings up and down. And so in personal meetings with Baba, Baba used the word constant a lot, underlining that for everyone. And again in the Avyakta Muralis, how often have you heard Baba underline this word constant? And so what is it that's pulling my mind away from that state of grace and happiness? And it goes into other directions. It means that I have to take more power from Baba to achieve that stable state in my mind. And if there's stability in my mind, and Baba's commented that we all need to develop that more, but if we develop that state of stability, then this is what brings the focus and concentration in which the soul can be transformed by Baba, and the soul changes from just an ordinary human being to an elevated Brahman, and beyond that, an angel. And then Baba's asked the question, what else happens through this focus and concentration? And Baba's talked about three specific qualities: love, benevolence, and also respect. Again, love from God, being able to fill myself with that, so that it's not me that's giving love to another, but it's Baba's love that's being shared. And then there's no question of conditions on that love. Then it's not that I say, if you do this for me, then I will love you. Or because of this, that and the other, I don't love you. Just pure, unconditional love as God's instrument. And so one, Baba's talked about the love through concentration. And the second quality, benevolence, being able to help uplift another and bring them closer to God. And so to what extent am I able to do that? It means constant state of nothing but good wishes and good feelings, so that they also are able to come closer to God. And a third, respect. And of course, Baba's connected that very much with, firstly, the state of inner self-respect. And so when I have self-respect and I have that inner dignity, then of course that's what will be shared with all others also. And so these three qualities now in our lives today, and that's going to lead us to the state of being the angel. And if you remember all the bhakti concepts of the angel, the being of peace, the being of love, the being who brings me closer to God, the being who uplifts me. So how to become an angel? Many people now talk about angels, but can I be an angel? And Baba gives us a process how to be able to achieve that stage. And of course, the example of Brahma Baba always. And yes, Baba never in a physical consciousness. Baba so stable in soul consciousness that even if somebody in front of Baba, like myself, who didn't have proper jnana at that time, age 16, and Baba pulls the soul out of the consciousness of the body and allows the soul to have an experience of the eternity of the soul. And so the power of Baba's state of soul consciousness, and so the stage absolutely close to the angel stage for a few years, not even just in the last year, but a few years before then finally flying away. But of course, many of you met Dadi Prakash Muni, and many of the other Dadis, of course, our fortune here in London. Not only did we go there to meet them, but they also came here more times than I can count, all of them. The only person who didn't come here was Dada Vishwa Kishore. He passed away, he flew away in 68, and of course Mama even prior to that. But all the other Dadis and Dadas, and so I reckon at least 7 of the 8 jewels kept coming to London many, many times. Didi Manmohini held very poorly, but she had the courage to go on this world tour, and London was, of course, her main stop, because the friendship with Dadi Janki was the powerful pull. And yes, when they met together, it was a very beautiful time, because Didi was already chanting that mantra, Ghar Chalna Hai, it's time to go home, Ab Ghar Jana Hai. That was her last year, 82, and in 83 she flew away. So not all of them came to Global House, many of them came to Baba Pavan. So lots of fortune, but why I'm remembering them is because especially Dadi Prakash Muni, you would see her, her drishti would instantly lift you. All the other Dadis also, of course, but especially Dadi Prakash Muni. And with that, together with that, Dadi was interested in the smallest detail. And it isn't that she was up above and so she wasn't bothered with what's going on here. Brahma Baba the same. Baba would go into the kitchen. Is there enough salt? Do we need to order some more? I saw Baba ask Bholi Dadi that question. Baba wasn't asking about sugar, I was asking about salt at that time. And Adi Prakash Muni, we'd be in the courtyard just by that wall, and somebody would come to Dadi from the kitchen and say, Dadi, what toli should we make for tomorrow or the next day, whichever. And Dadi would ask them their thought, and they would share with Dadi what their thought was. And then Dadi would ask them, how much is it going to cost? And whatever they told Dadi registered. And so then afterwards, when we'd be speaking to Dadi about tolis and things, she would say to us, do you know what is the cost of, you know, you call this the bullet, the tosha. Do you know how much is the cost of this? Do you know how much is the cost of laddus? Do you know? And Dadi would make us aware of all of this. And Dadi would say, yes, Baba wants to offer warm hospitality to all his children. But Baba would also say, have economy. And so very basic, practical details of housekeeping. And yet also the pure elevated stage in which here are two people speaking, Dadi is speaking to them. And if you pass by, the vibration you get is of this very pure angelic being. Sorry? Sorry?
Baba
had somebody come from Calcutta to teach them how to make rasgullas. And so Baba always concerned with love and care for all the children. And when the Sindhi Mithai Wala came from Pune, Baba asked him, "Do you make the Karachi halwa, not the halwa, the porridge, but the actual Karachi halwa?" And he said, "Yes, of course, Baba." So Baba said, "Come and stay for a month." And he came for a month and he would prepare all the varieties of sweets, a Sindhiwala from Pune. And so Baba concerned with everything. But Dadiji, you'd pass by and you wouldn't know that he's talking about rice and sugar and salt and basic things like this. So that ability to stay up above with Baba, be in that angelic stage, and yet still take care of all responsibilities here on this level also. I remember being in another country with Dadiji, and Dadiji was meeting the sister in charge of that country. She'd come to say good morning. Dadi asked her, "What's the toli for today?" Daddy expected toli every day for everyone. And she said, "Oh, Daddy, there's a different person responsible for that. I don't remember. We have to ask her." And Daddy said, "In Madhuban, if you ask me before class what the toli for class is, I'll be able to tell you. And here, you don't know what the toli is? Okay, call her. But your duty as being the person responsible means that you should know what is the toli." So this amazing ability to maintain the highest consciousness and yet also be aware of all the practicalities and all the details. So nobody can say to Baba, "Because I'm a yogi, I didn't do this, that or the other or the other." Baba will say, "What happened?" Yoga doesn't mean forgetting the things that you have responsibility for, but yoga means using Baba's power to fulfill all the responsibilities you have on this level also. So Baba's taken up the image of Brahma Baba in a beautiful way. Then there's a whole different passage in which it's about Delhi and Calcutta having their mega programs. This is 2003, so the mega program started around the year 2000-2001. We've been hearing those muralis also. And apparently this time it's a big program in Delhi and another one in Calcutta. And Baba's talking about, we often hear this expression, the Kumbhakarna of Bharat will awaken from countries abroad. And Baba's described it in different ways at different times. But in this murali, Baba described it very categorically. Baba's addressing the media people. And Baba's saying to them, yes, the mega events have reached that point where it was when Dadiji asked us to do a mega event, before she called it that, she didn't coin the word, but she said, "Is it possible for you to have a program for 100,000 people?" So that was the target for a mega program. More than that, fine, but 100,000 people. And can you imagine, the Brahmin's family must have been three quarters what it is now, but this was, she would say, Dadi ko sankalpaya. Dadi had the thought. And then she'd share that thought. And so Baba's commented that Dadi found a very good way to keep all of you very busy. But also another thing Baba's commented on, the service of the professionals. And that was then the way that the wings were created. And today I think it's about 25, 30 wings, something like that. Many were started right from the start, but many started through the years gradually. And Jagdish Bhai was the main instrument to be connecting with Baba about that service. But now this is past, post Jagdish Bhai. And so Baba is saying that the mega events have brought many professionals, high-level professionals, into connection. And yes, there's always been service of VVIPs in India. President onwards, everybody's come to big gatherings when we've had them in Delhi or even in Abu. And so that happens from time to time. But the solid service of continuity, the VIPs, the powerful professionals, Baba saying, yes, you've served them also, but the news of all of this has only reached Bharat. Can you now do something that ensures that the news of this reaches abroad? And if it reaches the papers, well, the media abroad, then the sound of that is going to reverberate in Bharat. And so Baba's category talking about media from Bharat reaching abroad, and then that comes back to Bharat magnified. So very interesting definition of what Baba means by the waking up of the Kumbhakarna, the sound coming from abroad through the media. Of course, as usual, many, many things in the Murali. But why I mention this Calcutta program, because Baba's again very specifically said, Baba's giving blessings for success, but also mentioning that success depends on cooperation and love. And there's a third word also that Baba's used, and I'll let you find out from the Murali. But Baba's already mentioned it beforehand also, but again, it's respect. But I was thinking that it's a fact that where there's love and respect, there's going to be cooperation. And so cooperation is a fruit of the love and respect that Baba's talked about earlier. And the visible result of that is the cooperation. So you don't have to struggle, you don't have to push, but things happen in a very natural and smooth way. And so that spiritual love, altruistic love without conditions attached, and secondly, respect for each soul, because you have your own inner state of respect, so your behavior with each one is filled with that respect also. And of course, if you share altruistic love, if you share that respect, then yes, it's a reality that support comes and cooperation comes from all directions. So it's interesting, Baba takes up three things many, many times in many Muralis. So this particular Murali also, little nuggets of 333 to reflect on and to imbibe and to make constant, not just sometimes, but always, to always have these qualities. So I'll stop here and enjoy the full Murali. And of course, we'll be offering bhog, but
So Molly and Dadi was like same. Now when you listen from her, you feel that Papa is Molly there. So as I said, you don't feel that Dadi is reading it. She's giving Molly.
Wow. Yeah. The viewers, you know, as he's saying, a lot of Dadi's qualities coming in front of my eyes. This Gyan's Rover, it is a thought of Dadi. Right? Of course, she gave the slogan, each one rupee, every day, something like that. And this Gyan's Rover build up. Even in Shantivan, you see big hall. She gave the date that Baba has to come on that date. So it was a firm thought of Dadi Prakashmani. Everything come in that, yes. You know, really, we can learn so many things from our senior, like keeping faith in a team. You know, now a lot of people nowadays comes in Gyan's Rover or we go outside for this leadership quality, really, giving lectures to outside people on leadership quality, and they also wonder how your institution, how the sisters they are running. They are so good. You know, you can't learn all these things in Institute of Management. You know, and your Dadi, sometime we give the example of Dadi, how from the 1 rupee, this Gyan's Rover is built. How the Samdivan, you see, is a big, huge complex, huge hall, and just come in existence within like 2 years, 3 years. You know, this is all wonder of Baba, of course, but the pure thought and belief in the team, whether you can call them Madhuvan Nivasi, you call them BK family, but having that really deep faith and, you know, believe that they are the soul, those will bring the heaven, you know. So this is also, we can learn from our senior, our Dadis, how they build Madhuvan, how they build the team. We can also do the seva in the same way, of course. And Bhaiji, this is also month of January. You have, you know, taken this tea. You have personally meet with Avyad Babdada so many times, countless times. You have taken the drishti from Avyad Babdada. So please tell us that experience also, meeting with Avyad Babdada. Nowadays, of course, we see on television. But that time, the meeting with Avyad Babdada, what was the experience? How the souls feel that God has come, really? Because it is not just saying that Baba came and, you know, he ran the muli. But people felt the power, people felt, you know, the blessings. So we want to listen that also, Bhaiji.
See, even these days, when we listen muli from the video, it's, of course, the muli is from video, but I always say that the appointment of those days are being approved through the transmission, the approval being given by Bab Dada. So maybe we can say in Baba is not coming in corporeal form, but Baba fulfilled his promise and then he does come. You know? In Lokik, people call some souls, even in a stove, even in the glass, they say this soul will respond. So because the soul cannot speak, if this glass shake in this way, then it means yes, this way means no. So like a bhakti, they have faith, and then that is done by soul, yes, you know. Often we say this is not a proper soul even. So the God can do anything. God can give you drishti from television. So it is your own faith and Baba's magic. And of course that when Baba is an energy, I will say. Because why I use energy? Because it is very subtle, which we cannot see through the sight, but yes, it works. So, you know, most of us, I can say more than 90% people feel that Baba came, you know. And some of the foreigners, first meeting without this corporeal form happened, and we were having IT meeting those days, and in an IT meeting we asked everyone, what was your experience? And the most of them, they said, see, normally when Baba used to come in corporeal form, we used to worry about the seats. We should sit in front, not in even second, third line. But now we are away, we are free from that arrangement. Wherever we could see television, the Baba's view, we sat there, and because we sat there, and we are away from our belonging people, in the sense, we are away from the friend circle, or the same people we've been meeting every day, so we don't even talk to each other, so we are free from them. So we pay more full attention in Baba's Muli and Drishti, and we're gaining more than before, I will say. So this was their experience, so that they are getting more than even in corporeal form Baba used to give them, because of this, you know, this attachment of the seats and the belonging, and the people must see me, that I am in front line, all this. Now there's nothing like that. So Baba is fulfilling his promise, and he does come. And when you are asking for my own experience of the previous meetings of the in Om Shanti Bhavan or in the meditation hall, and that time Baba used to speak blessing, used to give us blessing, and then first thing Drishti, and then blessing, and then Toli. And
do you have any experience of Drishti? While Baba giving Drishti, do you felt anything?
When you go in front of Baba, you become bodiless first. And then you are beyond this world. You feel like you are light. And then you are not trying to even, you don't have that feeling that you are trying to get it. You are feeling it, that Baba is giving a Drishti, and that Baba is also light. You feel that, and then trying to get the words what Baba speaks. And then suppose Baba mentioned that you are Sukhdev, the one who gives God's words into everyone, make them available to everyone. This is a big, big happiness you are giving, the Sukh you are giving. So you are Sukhdev, you know. So when I met next year, Baba repeat, okay, the Sukhdev has come. And then third year also, Acha, you are Sukh Swarup, Sukhdev, Sukh Swarup, being Sukh, getting more Sukh from the ocean of Sukh. Similar like that, you know, happiness. You are a happy soul, you are getting happiness. You are giving God's version to everyone, that's the big happiness you are giving. So you are the one who gives Sukh happiness. And that Baba mentioned that you have mold power. Till now you have improved yourself, you are grown up with the mold power, and in future also you will use this mold power and you will be recognized by the world. So the mold power, it's like a blessing. When Baba bless you, one thing is you have that ability. Second thing, you have done in last kalpa. Baba is just reminding you that you. And then third thing is, because Baba is telling you to do that, that means Baba will help you to get success in that. So you get Baba's help. So when you are determined that you are that soul, And Baba help you to fulfill His blessing, to make it practical, then you get success. So many time we get blessing, of course, many blessing, I can't speak many things here. Baba once said that you are Bhola, the innocent. Mm. And because of innocent, some may take advantage. So as the God is Bhola with Bhala also. So become strong, so no one should misuse you. So that was Baba's blessing also. And then once Baba said, to you getting in each and every task, in each and every step, you get Baba's help. And because it's God's help, the things become easy. And when Baba's help is there, the things become easy, you get success. So feel it in every task that Baba's help is there, and with Baba's help, I will get success. So it's such a many blessing from in words, I will say, but otherwise, you know, when you put even you go to put microphone in front of Baba, you feel that aura, of course. Maybe sometime on eye contact, sometime not. Baba is giving drishti to others, but still that the feeling is there. And then many a time you get eye contact, and sometime Baba says, "Tiko," like that.
Wow.
You okay? Like that. Mm-hmm. So that feeling is there in corporeal form also, but in meditation also, we do feel those things. You know, sit in Baba's lap. Once I was asked that question, how you meditate? So I said, see, of course, in practical day-to-day life, we practice soul conscious. For especially when we are sat in meditation, I sit in Mother's lap and get power from Father. So sit in Brahma Mother's lap and get power from
Shiva Baba.
So this is mainly meditation I experience and get power, so that I can mold myself or to get success in sevas and overcome obstacles, such things. Yeah. So easy meditation, anytime, anywhere, you know, have company of Baba. And have faith that if you are doing this, Baba is there to help you. And just you have to have courage and remain light. Because sometimes you are stubborn, Baba cannot get things done through you. If you are flexible, you are light, again, Baba will get things done through you. The flexibility and lightness is there.
I was supposed to ask a really last question. What should be our effort, you know, as we see the final time is coming, what is the situation of globally, you know, geographically and globally, the situation of all. So what practice really about, because you are very close to Vyakt Bhav Dada also, so sometime the effort for last, you would like.
See, when you listen Brahma Baba's stories of the last days, he became detached. And the certain thing we can avoid, Baba did. Avoided, you know, repeatedly saying the same thing, the Baba avoid. Baba even avoided listening unnecessary thing, even from the letters from children, or when Baba give detailed things in of the children give detailed things of the services, Baba say, okay, be in essence. And Baba was giving much time to get connected with Shiva Baba and less in the corporeal things. Similarly, we had to practice that. Be detached from the unnecessary things. You know, if we say in open words, I will say, get detached from unnecessary even messages. You know, don't give your time to entertain Lord and the worldly things, you know, because see, nowadays even the many people from the world, they speak good thing, they put on YouTube and other things. You think this is good thing, you know, but then it is not said by Baba. Of course they talk about values, but when do you get enough time, extra time from the mullis or from the our really effort? If I ask you, even if you ask me, I don't remember all the things from today's mulli or the even blessing or the slogans. So how much you remember today's thing which is said by God, and still you are giving time to the worldly people? Of course they are talking about the values. You thinking that they are good things also. But I feel if you are saying that this last time what we can avoid is these things, and then give time and even be less in talking, give time to for silence. And silence doesn't mean lonely. It shouldn't be alone in that way. But we even you be alone, but the company of the Baba or the Self or the I didn't say. That's why they say, in dead silence you are never alone. You are feeling your own self with you or Baba's company. So don't feel lonely, but then try to be alone even in the gathering. In the sense that don't think what she or he is doing. Be concentrated on their own self. So that then you can move faster. And there's like, you know, in a horse, they put that. So horse can see only in front, not in the side scenes. So try to be concentrated on your own efforts, not what others are saying. Of course, this is family, but still, especially in January month, try to be with your own self and with Baba, and avoid the unnecessary thing. If you can postpone, if it is necessary, do in short time, or even in talking or making other things. Try to save your time, I'll say. So this is what I'm doing. And so maybe I'm not friendly with everyone. I mean, the sense that I don't give them time, but I have a good relationship. Still not to waste my time.
Wonderful, sir. You are not friendly with the... But I can say you are, you know, so close with everyone, and you always inspire us also, Bhaiji. And whenever we meet you, we get new experiences, new Baba's point. So thank you very much, really being our senior and guide us. So thank you also.
Thank you all. All the best.